projected revenue, but the actual revenue that TerraMan makes. On day, when the investment happens, the founders and Lion Capital agree on three things: the investment amount, the instrument, and the revenue multiple. After 1 year, we see that TerraMan makes 10 crore in revenue. At this point, the 3 crore debt will get converted into equity at a 20 crore valuation. This means that the equity stake that Lion Capital gets is 3 crore divided by 20 crore, which is 15%. Now imagine two different scenarios. The COVID-19 pandemic has struck, and the business comes to a halt. TerraMan has only been able to do a 1 crore revenue by the end of the year. This means that the valuation will only be 2 crores. This is lesser than the funding amount of 3 crore. This implies that Lion Capital will end up acquiring a 100% stake in TerraMan. This doesn't make any sense for both the founder and the investor. The other scenario is that TerraMan does exceedingly well and makes a 50 crore revenue. In this situation, the investor will end up getting an insignificant stake of 6%. This is not lucrative for Lion Capital at all. To protect both the investors and the founders' interest, we use a floor and a cap structure. The cap ensures that the founder doesn't end up losing half of their company due to poor performance, while the floor ensures a certain minimum stake that the investors are entitled to, regardless of how well the company performs. The cap is determined basis the minimum stake that the founder